Welcome to another Bible class presented by the Laurel Heights Church of Christ for your benefit. We are in Romans chapter 15, beginning with verse 22. Romans 15, beginning with verse 22. Listen, please, to the Apostle Paul writing to Christians in Rome. This is chapter 15, verses 22 through 33. This is the reason why I have often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain, and to be helped on my journey there by you, once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I'm going to Jerusalem, bringing aid to the saints, for Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. For they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them, for if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessings of Christ. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. The Apostle Paul, at the time referred to in this passage, was not really a local preacher situated in one place with only occasional travel. Sometimes the word missionary is used, and if we use that word in a biblical context, it is appropriate. He traveled to various places on a mission. His mission was to preach the gospel and be of whatever assistance he might be to the saints. He had that purpose everywhere he went. He had that mission wherever he was. In this passage, though, there was another reason for his travel, in addition to primarily his work of preaching the gospel. Verse 26 identifies the other reason that obtained during this time frame: some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. There is a lot in this final section of Romans 15 that's collected together: preaching the gospel, benevolence, and asking the brethren in Rome for their prayers. So let's go through some of the parts of this together. Paul explains his travel plans and how those plans had been changed. He had been hindered from coming to Rome. It is a courtesy that becomes a Christian when your plans change and people were expecting you to give an explanation. Also, he explains his future plans, and this is in verses 22 through 25. This is the reason why I have so often been hindered coming to you, but now since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain, and to be helped on my journey there by you once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I'm going to Jerusalem, bringing aid to the saints. This shows the respect Paul had for the Christians in Rome, giving them this information about his plans. I think this also shows the ambitious plans of this man, who is no young man. He wants to continue preaching, go all the way to Spain, and come to the aid of needy brethren. I would consider this to be a very heavy workload. But Paul was zealous and not weary and did not complain. Benevolence for needy saints, verses 25 through 29. At present, however, I'm going to Jerusalem bringing aid to the saints, for Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem, for they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. This is not the only time we read about benevolence for needy saints. But without exception, each time this comes up in the New Testament, it is benevolence for needy saints. When money is collected from Christians within the framework of the local church, resources pooled through the local church, in each New Testament example, the recipients are needy saints. Now, with your individual resources, you are at liberty to help anyone you deem worthy of assistance. When the church is involved, the pattern is assistance for needy saints. Here, in this case, churches are mentioned in Macedonia and Achaia, contributing for the needy saints in Jerusalem. Not compelled, it says they were pleased to do it. And Paul writes of this in terms of obligation. They owe it to them. And notice in verses 27 to 29, if Gentiles are members of the Lord's church and they are destitute, they should be helped just like Jews. Here again is that repeated theme of the unity of Jews and Gentiles in the body of Christ. Jews obey the gospel, Gentiles obey the gospel. They're now together, unified in the body of Christ. As pertaining to the heart of Paul, these observations come to my mind. This is not a cold, calculated, strictly business narrative. Paul says, I have longed for many years to come to you. I hope to see you in passing. I have enjoyed your company. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. Throughout this passage, the affection of Paul for the Christians in Rome stands out and makes an impression on us. Verses 30 to 33 constitute Paul's interest in their prayers. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Paul wrote this with the strongest kind of language, I think, for emphasis. I beg you. The English Standard Version, I appeal to you. Paul felt strongly about the value of his fellow Christians praying for him. This was not simply a formality or just something to say. Paul had this heartfelt and authentic need for the saints to pray for him. In fact, it almost sounds like in verse 30, he's asking them to go into the battlefield with him through prayer. Note the language, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. This would be work he was asking them to do. Intense prayer for his spiritual welfare. As he went into battle, he knew there was trouble ahead. All of this is impressive and should be influential for us today in forming attitudes and making plans about the Lord's work. You may not be able to go places around the world preaching the gospel. You may not be able to contribute huge amounts of money for needy saints, but each of us can play an important part in the Lord's work through prayer. We should get that from this passage. Verse 31 indicates Paul expected opposition in Judea. Judea was populated by many Jews who did not accept the gospel of Christ, and some of them reacted in a hostile and violent way to men like Paul. That would be Paul's struggle on the ground. He wanted the prayers of Christians in Rome to be with him as he engaged in the conflict. I think one big takeaway from this passage is Paul's praying heart as an example for us. A heart that gives God the credit for everything, a heart that is visionary, a heart that prays passionately. God's kingdom, Paul's great passion, and he asked for Christians to pray for him. Thank you for participating in this study.